This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we've come through the new year. We're in 2021, and we've had our fun. Now we should probably start thinking about what we're going to do with our heart health for the rest of the year. I'm joined this morning by Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SA and NT. How are you doing, Imelda?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jordan. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. So many of us we'll have picked out a New Year's resolution by now, and a lot of those will be related to our heart health. So what can we do to improve our heart health this year?
Yeah, so a great place to start is understand how healthy your heart is right now, today, and see if you are actually at risk of having a future heart attack or stroke. So we all know that there's some well-known risk factors for heart disease, and the more risk factors you have, the greater your chance of having a stroke or heart attack. So, unfortunately, two-thirds of Australians have three or more risk factors. So it's a bit like making a cake. If you've just got one risk factor, your risk of a heart attack is probably quite low. But if you've got more than one and you keep adding them into the cake mix, then your chances of having a stroke or heart attack in the future really do increase. So there's a good chance that many people listening to us today probably have more than one risk factor.
And without even realising it, what are some of these risk factors?
So there's the things you can't do anything about, like your age. As we age, your chances of having heart attack increase. And then there's the things that you can't do anything about, such as the family history of heart disease. So that means it's in your genes and there's not much we can do about that. But if you do know you have a family heart disease history, then it's really important to look after the other risk factor things such as smoking, high blood pressure is a problem, high cholesterol levels, not doing enough physical activity, being a bit overweight or obese, not eating a balanced diet, and diabetes is a really significant problem as well if that's not managed well. So, all big mouthful of information there, but the best way to identify and manage those risks is to have a chat with your GP, and they can do a heart health check, and it will assess how likely you are to have a stroke or a heart attack in the next 5 years. A good example is my personal situation. I've got really high cholesterol, and you put me through that calculator that the GP does, my risk of heart attack is still low. But if I had high cholesterol and smoked, then, you know, I'd go straight to the moderate to high risk. So it's really important to have that chat with your GP and work out what your individual risk is.
Right. And I guess if we are going to the doctor to get a heart health check, what does that involve? What will they actually be doing?
Yeah, so you'll be there for about 20 minutes, and it's good when you make the appointment to ask the questions. They book in for a heart health check. They'll look at your blood pressure. You'll have some blood tests to look at your cholesterol and your blood sugar levels to check you for diabetes. They'll look at your waist circumference and do a body mass check to see what your BMI is, talk about your family history, and put all of that information into that calculator I was talking about, which will provide you with a rating of low, medium, or high risk of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 5 years. And then, of course, the important thing is to have a conversation about making some changes. And the calculator really highlights so that if you stop the smoking, it brings you back to the moderate risk. If you lose a bit of weight, it'll bring you back. So it's a real visual that you can look at, and anyone can actually Google it. It's available online, and it's on the Heart Foundation website, actually, a heart age calculator. So you can put your own information in, and it gives you a bit of an indicator of where you're sitting.
And, of course, last time we spoke, we were talking about regional South Australia, in particular this area in the mid-north being a particularly bad spot for heart health. Which are the risk factors the most prevalent in our area?
Yeah, so the mid-north region and York Peninsula area does have high rates of physical inactivity. So most people, I think it's up around 75-80%, are not getting enough exercise a day. And we know that lack of physical activity does contribute to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, makes you more likely to be overweight. The rates of smoking are pretty high up in that region, and high blood pressure is a problem. So, you know, it's really important that people in that area do pop in and have that conversation with their GP just to see you know, where their personal situation is at.
And you did say that a heart health check will give you a pretty good idea of your risk within the next 5 years. Is it something that we should do every 5 years or a bit more often than that?
Yeah, so we encourage people, if you're 45 years and over, you should go and have that chat with your GP, and doing it annually is not a bad thing. And if you're 30 years of age as an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, that your risk starts a lot earlier than the rest of the population. So you need to check in at 30 years of age. So an annual checkup once you get to 45 is not a bad thing to do for, and check all sorts of other things as well whilst you're getting your heart done.
And if anyone's interested in learning a bit more, how do they get in contact with the Heart Foundation?
Yeah, just we've got a helpline that's got clinical staff available to provide you with some support and advice. And the phone number is 13 11 12, and it will just cost you for the cost of a local call. So that's a good thing.
Well, Imelda, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot, Jordan.
That was Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SANT, on your Classic It's Breakfast.